Hey everybody, and welcome to a special Christmas edition of Magic with Zuby. My name is Zuby, and today is going to be a slightly shorter episode than normal, but we're going to be spreading some Christmas cheer and love and all that other good stuff, goodwill to mankind and yada yada yada, all that. All right, so before we begin to our special Christmas episode, let's get on with some ads. This episode is featured on LegitMTG.com. LegitMTG.com not only has some really written articles, but also offers free shipping on all orders over $2 or more. Ever get tired of going to other sites and just have to buy some cheap singles and shipping costs more than what you're buying? No more. Any order over $2 or more has free shipping at LegitMTG.com. This week's episode is brought to you by Horizon, DataSys makers of Rollback RX. Do you ever wish you could take your PC back in time or restore to a pristine state? Rollback RX not only allows you to bring your machine back to any point in time, but it's a great way to recover from a bad driver, update viruses, or even botched installation. Horizon DataSys doesn't tend to discount their product often, as they know it's going to save you hundreds of dollars in recovering your PC. But for listeners of Magic with Zuby, they provide us an exclusive discount. Visit https://go.gl/DIBVAF for 25% off Rollback RX. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30 free trial at audibletrial.com/zubyee. This show is also brought to you by gamefly.com. Sort of the same thing, just sign up and get a free 30-day trial. Just go to gameflyoffer.com/zuby. Whew, okay. If anybody's still listening after that travesty, sorry about that. Just felt like it'd be a little bit of fun. But, alright, the Magic with Zuby podcast can be found on the following: iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, MTGcast.com, YouTube.com/Zubatron, Zubatron. If you wish to email me with any questions, email me at MTGZuby@gmail.com. Magic with Zuby is also on Facebook at Facebook.com/Magic with Zuby, as well as Twitter at Magic with Zuby. Don't forget to like and subscribe to Magic with Zuby on YouTube. Just search for Magic with Zuby on YouTube. And or go to my channel, Zubatron, Zubatron. Also, be sure to subscribe and review and like and subscribe and rate, review, comment Magic with Zuby on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or TuneIn Radio. So let's get on with the show, everybody. And before we begin, I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And by the time this is out, it should be 2 days before Christmas and Christmas Eve Eve. And I hope everybody has a really good holiday. You know, want to spread that Christmas cheer and just make sure, you know, love your fellow man and all that other stuff. You know, all the good, warm-hearted stuff. So, before we begin, as I said before, let's go over what's been happening with Magic with myself. Decided to redo my standard deck again. I was doing Mardu vehicles and just got kind of bored of that. As usual, because as you've heard in my previous episodes, just talking about standard by itself has been pretty boring. It's like I'm not liking any of the decks out there. And even when I try to come up with some homebrew stuff, it just ends up being good stuff dot deck. And so basically I went back to an oldie but goodie of mine, Bant Midrange. Basically just Bant good stuff, pretty much. And I took it to a standard showdown, was it last weekend? And got third place. The only game I lost was against Red-Black Zombies. And I just... First game he had me, yeah. Second game, I boarded in all my, like, exile effects. Deck and Stone and Stasis Snare and all that other good stuff. And just could not draw any of them. But, you know what? It happens. You know, you That's the thing with the Magic, is you are going to lose. And that's what I have to keep telling myself. And that's what I tell a lot of people, too. When I notice, you know, when they get mad or anything and just be like, oh, you know, I should, you know, my deck should not lose. It's like, well, it shouldn't lose, but you lost. And that's what happened. Just get over it and move on. I mean, you are going to lose at Magic. No one is good. So, like I said, I went back to Bant mid-range, and I think I'm going to stick with it for a while until something cooler pops up, or something at least that fancies, you know, piques my interest, you know, fancies my interest. And then moving on to Frontier, is I finally ordered the rest of the pieces for my Insol Artifact deck, and I'm going to at least try to bring it to my local shop and try to get some interest sparked. No one's been talking about Frontier there, but I have noticed, you know, in my area, I guess south of me in Tampa, that there have been some Frontier tournaments going off, and maybe if I get some time and they're still doing it, by the time I have time, you know, I can bring my Insol Artifact deck there and try it out. What was also really cool is right after Standard Showdown, we got some people playing Paper Legacy, because I brought my Legacy deck too, my Elves Legacy deck, and we just played, mainly just played against Merfolk, and it was very, it felt kind of even. It was, Merfolk would beat me if they had, you know, Force of Will or any other counters in hand to stop me from comboing off with Elves. Or they would beat me if I just could not draw into one of my combo pieces. And otherwise, like, the fastest I was able to combo off was turn three. And, but no, it was enjoyable. It was just fun playing Paper Legacy to begin with. The shop owner there, we're going to try to start a Legacy scene, keyword try. I'm going to sort of hopefully bring my mono green Stompy deck. Yeah, it's budget and yeah, it's crap. Mono green Stompy is not any good in Legacy. Yes, I know that. But at least to try to get more people involved, I'm going to bring it with me next time we play. Just some Paper Legacy. The only thing I do need to get in it are 4 Berserks in it. And maybe one or two better creatures. And, you know, just say like, hey, try this deck out, you know. And then the shop owner has a bunch of store Legacy decks. He's got Burn, Merfolk, Dredge. There's one more I'm forgetting. I forget what it is. But, you know, just to try to get a little Legacy scene, because it'd be cool to even get some of the other players, because our shop is mainly Standard and EDH, with some Modern splashed in there. And if we can get a little Legacy scene going, that'd be awesome. Because he was even saying, like, yeah, we even allow, you know, up to 15 proxies or something like that, mainly the mana base. You know, because that's the most expensive part of Legacy, as everyone knows. So, that was fun. We played Legacy for a few hours, even though we were playing, like, the same decks, because I needed more practice with Elves. I still do. But it was fun, and I hope we get a little Legacy scene going there. And then, as far as EDH goes, I've decided to build another deck that I'm going to slowly work on. And it's probably a deck that everybody and their friends are starting to do, or have already done. That's Atraxa Super Friends, Atraxa being that new commander that came out and allows you to proliferate any sort of counters on all your creatures and planeswalkers at the end of your turn. So I'm going to do Atraxa Super Friends just for fun. I don't know if I'm going to make it super seriously good, but it's going to be a work in progress because there's other planeswalker cards I want to pick up. But we'll get there. We'll get there. As far as the other decks I'm working on, I'm still working on Omnath, Phoenix, Krenko. And that's it, yeah, because I finished Rise of the Redeemed, so I've got 4 decks I'm slowly working on. And by working on, it just means, like, do I feel like buying pieces or trading pieces or looking for pieces for this? Yeah, okay. But, that's about it as far as Magic goes. I haven't really done much with Magic lately. The only other thing I've done with Magic is my YouTube channel. I'm starting to do Crack-A-Packs, just you know, opening up a booster and showcasing what I opened. I want to do that with a booster box, and it's not that easy, because the tripod I got is, it's good, but it feels like my phone is too heavy for it. If I had a regular iPhone, it'd probably be perfect, but I've got the iPhone 7 Plus. You know how someone has an iPhone, they'll tell you, don't worry. My iPhone 7 Plus, it's just way too heavy for that tripod. So it makes it a little bit harder filming. But, I've done some Pokemon packs and Magic packs. I think I'll just stick with Magic and Pokemon. As far as Pokemon goes, I bought my standard Showdown packs, ended up being pretty crap, so I just traded them in for some Pokemon packs and got better Pokemon packs, Pokemon pulls, and I did Magic pulls out of the standard Showdown booster packs. So now that standard Showdown's over, did I think it was a good idea? I've only did it 1 week. Those booster packs, I don't know if it felt worth it. I mean, yeah, it's a lottery ticket, supposed to be better chances of getting something, but I don't know, it just felt kind of, you know. I think I would have rather gotten store credit than the Showdown booster packs. You know, at least with store credit, I could have got whatever I wanted, you know. But is it a good idea? Yeah, I think it wasn't a bad idea. Someone did pull a Liliana, which was pretty cool. Would I participate in it again? Yeah, probably. Because at least the group that was there was pretty fun. Now, I've read a lot where they should just have those booster packs for all FNMs. I could see that being a thing, but then they'd probably get rid of promos, though, if that was the case. And maybe, I don't know, hot, put in some special foil, you know, promo of a card instead of just handing out the promos. I don't know. But I could see those replacing FNM promos in the future. But I guess we just have to wait and see. And now it's time for Bob Plays Magic. Oh man, I can't wait to play FNM tonight. I brought this awesome Emerge deck.
Me too. I'm so excited. I finally got my playset of smuggling copters.
Wait, is that Bob?
Yeah, he is. What is he doing behind the counter?
Is he the tournament organizer for tonight?
Oh, no.
Guys, Wizards is down.
Thank you for calling Wizards Customer Care. How may I help you?
Oh, yes. Wizards is down.
Sir, what do you mean Wizards is down?
Yes. The Wizards program is down, and I can't start Friday Night Magic.
Sir, did you try restarting the program?
How do I do that?
Sir, just close out the program and open it again. Sir, did you just close your laptop and open it back up again?
I don't know what you mean. Can someone just come by and fix us?
I don't think I can do that, sir. You're going to have to get someone that's more knowledgeable on the phone to help you.
Listen, just patch me into the Grand Wizard.
Sir, there is no one here by that name.
Oh, the Grand Wizard, lady. He designed Magic the Gathering. I know him personally. Just patch me through.
Sir, as I said, there is no one here by that name. And frankly, that name is offensive.
If the Grand Wizard is gone, who can help me?
Sir, just please have someone help you who knows what a computer is.
Lady, I know what a computer is. I helped invent the computer. I was the first to lay down the pipeline for the internet. Well, just the other day I was speaking with the Grand Wizard about how we used to work the railroad and lay brick down while discussing magic card design. And it was about that time that I realized that the Grand Wizard was actually a 60-foot-tall crustacean.
And that has been Bob Playing Magic. All right, everybody. I am here with my daughter, Zoe. And she is super excited about Christmas, aren't you?
Yep.
What are you super excited about the most about Christmas?
Actually, It's always you're always supposed to be good and not be naughty all the time.
And why is that?
Because if you're naughty all the time, you'll get cold.
Yeah, that's right. You'll get cold by who?
Santa Claus.
Yeah, that's right. So what are you wanting the most for Christmas?
Pokemon cards.
Pokemon cards? What else?
Shopkins.
Say that again?
Shopkins.
What are Shopkins?
They're little toys that you can play with, and they have little shopping cards that my cousin KK has.
Really? That sounds really cool. Are you hoping to get a lot of them?
Yep, just like my cousin.
Oh, okay. So you want some Pokemon cards and Shopkins. Anything else you want for Christmas?
I don't know.
Do you think you've been good enough for Santa to be able to get presents?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know? It's yes or no. Do you think you've been good enough? Mm-hmm. Say yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So... no magic cards? You don't want any magic cards?
Magic cards!
All right. So, what toy, or what's your favorite magic card?
The forest.
The forest? I remember before you said the island.
I like the island, too. I like all of them.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, what's your favorite Pokemon card?
Pikachu!
Okay.
Squirtle.
So Squirtle and Pikachu. Okay. Okay, so what are you hoping to find when you wake up on Christmas morning when you go out into the living room?
Shopkins and Pokemon cards and magic cards, blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah. So, okay. All right, so do you have anything you want to say to everybody listening right now? You don't know? Do you want to say you wish him a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas and always be good!
All right, there you have it, folks. That was my daughter Zoe and wishing us all a Merry Christmas. All right, I'm here with my other daughter Jazzy. And as you all know, just like before, Christmas is coming up very, very soon. And what are you hoping Santa Claus brings you for Christmas this year?
A camera, so I can do photography. Just take pictures of leaves with, like, dewdrops on them.
What else? Is that it?
And sketchbooks and coloring utensils and stuff. That's pretty much it.
Okay. And so do you think you've been good enough this year to be able to get that? All that? You think Santa will bring you coal or bring you those presents?
Eh.
You don't know? All right. So you are wanting a camera and some sketchbooks. Is there anything else?
And just regular books. That's it.
That's it? Well, you're a really simple kid. No hotshot gadgets or anything like that? Or magic cards or Pokemon cards?
I mean, I would, but like, eh.
Okay. Okay. So... do you have anything you want to say to the people out there in podcast land?
Hi.
Do you want to wish them anything?
Wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
All right there. All right, so that was my daughter, Jazlyn, and that's what she wants for Christmas. All right, thank you, Jazzy.
You're welcome.
'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring. Not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that Mara Rosewater soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of Power 9 danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our EDH decks down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I casted a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should attain but a miniature sleigh in one giant train. With a little old driver so lovely with a spotter, I knew in a moment it must be St. Rosewater. More rapid than angels his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. "Now, renegade freighter, to the top of the porch, smuggler's copter, help me light the torch. Thraben inspector, help me up the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all." As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, any creatures flying nearby fell out of the sky. So up to the housetop the vehicles they flew, with the sleigh full of carts and St. Rosewater too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the steam and the wheels slowing down to a poof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Rosewater came with a bound. He was dressed all in silk from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a developer just opening his booster pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like moxes, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old Llanowar elf, and I laughed when I saw him when he tapped himself. A green manna appeared, and little did I know, he cast a booster pack, wrapped with a bow. He spoke not a word, and laughed with a quirk. He proceeded to think this was drive to work, and laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose. He sprang to his train, and gave Thraben a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of night, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night."